Unit 3. Recording 3. 1.
So there are many, many ways we communicate with people at the moment. And in the near future, I wanted to talk about something that is going to be with us, which is a system for translating foreign languages. So potentially, you could be on the phone talking to someone from another country who's speaking in a different language. And it's being translated into your ear so you can communicate that way.
By an intermediary or something?
Yes.
Or by technology?
By technology. So you can do this on Skype, you know, where you've got the camera filming you and you are talking to someone in another country. How do we feel about that?
It might work in the future, but it certainly doesn't work at the moment. I mean, if you get a website that's in a foreign language and you can get these, you know, these online translation services,
it's not quite right.
It's very
gets
funny.
It wrong.
It
yes.
gets it completely wrong, especially yes. English to Japanese and back.
So will this type of communication affect the way we work and
well,
live there,
businesses.
Ultimately?
I mean, it works very well for businesses because you will be able to communicate with someone from a different company in a different country, and maybe that will stop barriers in that way.
2.
I heard a TV programme the other day and they said that they don't think that handwriting will exist in the next 10 years. What do you think about that?
Oh, really? What did they suggest would take its place?
Well, for things like signatures, you know, for bank cards or whatever, or signing things, they suggested that we would use thumbprints or digital...
Kind of retina scans.
Yeah, that's
like that.
It, yeah.
Well, I personally think that handwriting will be with us, you know, for a long time. I think in years to come, people will still carry a pen around in their top pocket rather than anything else. And that would be the quickest, easiest and most straightforward way to communicate.
Well, maybe in the short term, but if you think about, I don't know, sort of kids 10, 12 years old, they're using more and more, you know, computers at school and things, and they might actually just stop writing, stop the practice of writing.
3.
Well, before I give my opinion, I'd like to know what you all think about the future of television.
Well, it won't be on a television set, that's for sure.
No, it'll be on a computer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Through broadband on a computer, and it'll be on demand. You know the difference between push and pull technology?
Yes, I absolutely agree that it will be on demand, but I don't think that it will still be... I think there'll be a place for computers, for YouTube, all those things, but ultimately it will not replace a very large screen in your living room.
But the large screen in your living room will still be there. It's just the method of delivery and whether or not it's broadcast to you when you don't want it or whether you...
Oh, I absolutely agree.
How soon do you think it'll change, though? I mean, are we talking
it won't be in
long
a month,
term,
it won't
term?
Be in a month or two, and it won't be in the short term, but certainly in the long term, this will be the future.
I think it will be in the short term, actually. I would say in the next...
Everything's so quickly changing,
yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
You've already
got
on demand with the iPlayer and YouTube, where, you know, if you want to see it, you can go and see it when you want to see it.
That is phenomenally successful. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.